Playing Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And today, Christelle wants to talk about billboards.
I do. So remember this week you guys were talking about how much will you pay to get rid of a colleague or someone you don't like?
Yes.
Mm. And today I think the question is, how much will you pay to get a message across to someone? And the message specifically to the president.
And?
A lot. So we have an organization called Avaaz that has taken out two massive billboards urging the president and the government to arrest Russian President Vladimir Putin if he comes to the country in August. The BRICS Heads of State Summit will be taking place then.
How much does a billboard like that cost?
So that's the thing. And there's so many variables. I had the most fascinating discussion with some guys today based on the location. So the reference point I have, these two are on the N1 Centurion and the R21. I think a close comparative point, in 2018, on the R24 Edenvale, you're looking at 45,000 rand per month just for the billboard. That excludes your printing costs and your flighting costs, and that's for a month. So you're looking at about 59,000 rand per month in 2018. But based on the amount of traffic that you want past that billboard, if, for example, you took a billboard outside the airport, without your additional cost, you're looking at 104,000 rand a month.
Just to have it up.
2018.
I suppose you've got to pick a route the president's going to drive on.
You see, that's what I was thinking. I was like, do they know his schedule? Because his chances are he's in Cape Town for those 2 weeks, and then it's 200,000 rand down the drain.
Well, we know where the union buildings are.
Mm.
And he has to get to OR Tambo, theoretically, mm-hmm. or to Waterkloof, but there's some key routes. So yeah. Yes, and they literally have said to us, they want the president to see it. The billboards are up already. Mm. They'll be up for 2 weeks.
What is the end game here? Because a billboard is not going to change our diplomatic position.
Yeah.
Like, even us saying that we don't agree with what the government is doing with regard to their relationship with the Russians, that's not going to change anything. Why are 104,000 rand a month billboard going to change anything?
So I think it's really just to apply pressure, because you're right. One billboard, it's just one billboard. It's part of a longer campaign that they have building up to the BRICS summit. And the context here, government has not yet said what their plan is if Putin does come, if President Putin does come. He's been invited. He might attend virtually. There's all kinds of things. So the issue here, of course, is the ICC warrant for his arrest over the invasion of Ukraine. And we're a signatory to the statute.
Okay, also, Vladimir Putin is starts with, hy is oral by verskeie plekke in die wêreld. Hoekom word dit nou ons verantwoordelikheid om hom te arresteer? Like, just as devil's advocate. He's not just holed up in Moscow somewhere. He's been traveling.
So now, I think that's a fair question.
It falls on us, and whatever we do, we are wrong. And that then affects ordinary South Africans, and this is my problem.
So the issue is, if a country that he visits is a signatory to the ICC, so not all countries are signatories, not everyone is a member of that system. Ons is. So as ons gesê het, ons is deel van die systeem wat hierdie persoon wil aanspreeklik hou vir beweerde aksies, dan moet ons woord gestand doen aan daai ooreenkoms. So dis hoekom ons hier in hierdie moeilike posisie is met wêreldmagte wat na ons kyk en sê, maar gaan julle doen wat julle gesê het julle gaan doen?
I read an interesting thread on Twitter the other day from a prominent sort of journalist and legal analyst talking about the fact that, according to them, we don't have a choice. If he sets foot on the ground of South Africa, according to our, not the laws we've signed with other people, our own internal laws that the country says we must. We have to. So if we don't, then that is a statement from everyone going, well, the law doesn't apply.
Well, what about, wasn't there a Sudanese guy or a Syrian
Bashar
guy?
Al-Assad.
Yes. Also, popped in, popped out.
Yeah.
And it was up to us, and it was just like, no, guys, we didn't know he was here.
I mean, listen, we know Vlad could arrive and pretty much do whatever he wants, and no one's going to say or do anything. Like, that's the reality of the situation. Mm. That's the way it's going to play.
Yeah.
But what we are supposed to do is an entirely different story.
But, I mean, I heard the other day in the news as well that they've given everyone diplomatic immunity for that. Was that taken back now? Or does this not count for diplomatic immunity? Yeah.
So that's a very good question. Yes and no, in true explained world fashion. Yes, that they will most likely be. So this was for the ministerial summit taking place now. The same will probably apply then. It does not override the warrant that has been issued already.
Then Interpol must arrest him. We are not involved. Arrest him in the skies.
Well, if they arrest him and he lands at night or whatever and someone hasn't been able to charge their inverter, there might not even be electricity to see that he's in the country.
I'm feeling for Sergeant whoever's going to get the phone call after he's landed and be like, don't you just want to go past the hotel and pick up Vladimir Putin?
Sorry, battery dying.